A 3-year-old lawsuit against the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has been resolved with an agreement to limit their cooperation with the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, or ICE. Sheriff Steve Freitas says the settlement, which was finalized Friday and made public on Wednesday, doesn't actually change anything they are currently doing.
The entire case is resolved with a very small payment made to the two defendants and our agreement to put some of our current practices in writing as policy. There are things that we've been doing for going on 3 years now. We just have codified those in policy.
The suit was filed in the fall of 2008, but a change in ICE policy, announced late last summer, paved the way for the settlement, adds Julia Harumi Mass, the attorney who handled the case for the American Civil Liberties Union in San Francisco. At issue were what is known as immigration retainers, holds sought by ICE to detain and deport undocumented individuals who had been jailed for vehicle code and traffic violations or other minor offenses.
We really made some headway in the case by having the federal agency that's responsible for issuing those detainers pretty much acknowledge they shouldn't be used in that way, and so they're not, for the most part, being issued in Sonoma County for people who aren't already in custody on a criminal arrest.
Santa Rosa immigration attorney Rick Koshner is a member of the Committee for Immigrant Rights of Sonoma County, which was a lead plaintiff in the case. He anticipates that the settlement will result in fewer people from the Sonoma County jail being referred to ICE on immigration issues.
When someone is booked into the jail on a mere vehicle code problem, such as driving without a license, the sheriff is not going to affirmatively share information about that person with ICE. Our hope is then that fewer people will be turned over to ICE for these petty little violations.
Currently, he says, as many as 70 people per month have been getting referred to immigration officials by Sonoma County. Koshner is also pleased that another of the suit's outcomes will be a narrowing of the focus when local deputies collaborate with ICE.
We have an agreement from the sheriff that when his deputies go out on a joint operation with ICE, ICE has to agree in advance that they're only going to arrest the target of that operation and other people for whom they have probable cause to believe that they're involved in crime, and not arrest people that they find, incidentally, to be here illegally.
Yet there remains a sharp disagreement over the weight that an ICE request for a hold or retainer on a local jail inmate carries, says ACLU attorney Julia Mass.
The ACLU and the Committee for Immigrants' Rights feel very clearly and strongly that immigration detainers are not mandatory orders, and the county seems to feel just as strongly that they are going to treat them as mandatory orders. So that is an area of disagreement that we were not able to resolve.
Former Sheriff Bill Cogbill was the original defendant when the suit was filed. Both Mass and Koshner praised his successor, Steve Freitas, who was elected last fall, for his role in reaching the settlement. But the sheriff himself demurs.
I think I've developed a very good relationship with some of the advocacy groups, and so I think there's a level of trust there. I don't think it's anything personal about me that's different.
The settlement also included modest cash payouts to a pair of young men who were placed on ICE holds while in the Sonoma County Jail. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRC.